You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, everybody. Let's play it on a Monday, another week, June 24th, 2019, and a Tuesday, June 25th. Matt Derry with you on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We're right here. We talk about your Detroit Lions, the news of the day, everything going on. And we are just tomorrow, a month away from the start of training camp in Allen Park. Coming up on the show today, a very, very interesting story regarding one of the Lions' best players. No, it has nothing to do with Darius Slay on the field, but he continues to impress off the field. And the recipient, the beneficiary of his kindness, Cam Register, high school graduate, recent high school graduate of Howell High School, is going to join me in a couple of minutes, and we'll explain what Darius Slay did and why everybody around town is talking about him. It's funny that there's some perspective that needs to be discussed here, and we're going to get into that coming up on Locked On Lions. Also on the show today, a couple of free agents, including one from Detroit, that could be available for the Lions to sign before we get to training camp or even after training camp. What would the price tag be and what would the fit be? We'll explain for two guys sitting on the sidelines right now around the NFL with no home at the moment. Hey, when you're driving to work or from work or around town, all you got to do is tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Lions, and we'll be right there with you for the drive. We are proudly brought to you by our friends at Freddie the Pizza Man's Foundation. We've talked about Freddie. He's been a subscriber here for years. Don't forget about his golf outing. Please support it on Sunday, August 11th, 2019. Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation. Pop that tab. Golf, card, lunch, breakfast, drinks at 8 a.m. We'll get more into it in a little bit, but I got a chance to see Freddie today. We love Freddie Bello down at Freddie's Pizza. Freddie the Pizza Man, but don't forget his foundation and golf outing for autism is coming up on Sunday, August 11th. Hope to see you there. All right, so here's the story. It's kind of crazy, and it really isn't crazy when you think about this young man, but Darius Slay right now is embattled. I wouldn't say embattled in, but he's involved in a contract dispute with the Lions, okay? The Pro Bowl cornerback two straight years has made it to the Pro Bowl, whether it's been in Hawaii or Orlando or wherever they play that stupid game. But Darius Slay is a Pro Bowl player. We know that. He's the best player on the defense. And he did not show up for OTAs. He did not show up for voluntary minicamp. And then when mandatory minicamp rolled around a couple of weeks ago, Slay and Snacks Harrison both sat out, did not show up, and both received fines. Darius recently went on the Lions Pride podcast, unofficial podcast like us. We're not officially with the team. And Slay kind of just said, we'll wait and see. He didn't want to get into talking about his contract situation. And he has Drew Rosenhaus as his agent. He signed, if you recall, a four-year, $48 million extension, new contract a couple of years ago. And he's got 2 years left on his deal. And I think it's pretty obvious that both Darius and Drew Rosenhaus believe Slay should get a bump up in pay and that the Lions should renegotiate. Okay, there's no other reason why he would not show up to mandatory minicamp a couple of weeks ago. He's one of the leaders of the team. He talks very highly of the organization publicly. And this weekend, Darius Slay showed up at a fan, Cam Register, senior at Howell High School that just graduated, so a departing senior heading to Cleary University. Cam Register decided to DM Darius on Twitter, direct message on the social media app Twitter, to see if he wanted to show up to his graduation party yesterday in Howell, Michigan. Now, Slay and Register had some previous DMing before, DM back and forths before about a Howell basketball game, and Cam invited him to come to the game. Cam didn't think Slay would show up. Slay did respond with some sort of emoji, and the next thing you know, Slay's at the Howell game against Brighton. It's a great rivalry out on the western suburbs off of, 96? So Darius Slay has done this before. He has shown up to West Bloomfield's football camps unannounced. He's great in the community. He's an awesome individual and a great guy. So this fan, Cam, invites him to his grad party via Twitter. Slay responded and said, you never know, and then showed up. Darius Slay on a Sunday. Remember, this is a married man with kids. and a pretty, I wouldn't say newborn daughter. I think his daughter is two or three. And I've seen him walk with her around Somerset Mall before, holding the hands. Slay's great. But, you know, he shows up to this kid's graduation party. He stays for a long time. We're going to ask Cam all about it in a second. But it kind of gives you some perspective. I mean, what a guy. Like, tell me any other professional athlete that you would direct message. And it goes to show how we're in the social media world now. Things have changed. You can get involved with your favorite player to the point where you're speaking to them one-on-one. And we've seen Kevin Durant go back at it with fans. We've seen, you know, Slay's direct messages are wide open on Twitter. Heck, I could tweet him. Darius, come on the podcast. Tell us what's going on. For the most part, I leave athletes alone. That's just me. And if I'm going to try to get interviews on the pod, unless I've got a relationship with somebody, I usually go through Eamon Reynolds, the Lions, or any of the other PR people because I don't want to tick them off. I try to be a rule follower. This kid did nothing wrong. He DM'd him thinking, I'll take a shot at it. He's one of my favorite players. He's a Lions fan. And Slay showed up. Incredible. Now, for some perspective on this story, think about all of the angry Lions fans who are unhappy that Darius Slay committed to Detroit 2 years ago for four more years. He signed the contract. Darius Slay said, I'm going to voluntarily, with no gun to my head, no pressure on me, no death threats, life threats, whatever it is, I am going to agree to play for the next four seasons for the Detroit Lions for $48 million, $12 million a year, and a signing bonus and everything else. Darius Slay made that choice. Now he is not, at least we haven't gotten to training camp yet, but as far as mandatory mini camp, which was a couple of weeks ago, where all of the players, via their contracts, and via the National Football Players Association's, you know, deal with the NFL, the players must, MUST must, be there for mandatory minicamp. Mandatory means you have to be there. Matthew Stafford was there. His wife just went through brain surgery. All right, Joe Dahl, I think, just got engaged. There's all sorts of things that happen with players. Injured players, Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones, guys like that, all showed up because it was mandatory, and they honored their contracts by being there. So there's an angry portion of the fan base that says, oh, screw Snacks Harrison, screw Slay. You signed your deal, you honor it. Slay is a little bit different than Snacks in that Slay signed his contract with Detroit. He's not publicly coming out and saying anything negative about the team. Closest thing he got was last week when he sent out a tweet agreeing with Reggie Bush that the Lions were cheap. Now, Slay's tweet was kind of very general. Maybe he was disagreeing with Bush in that situation when Reggie was cut. Regardless, it was not a good look. But how do you feel about a player that skips mandatory stuff, not honoring his contract? And again, it's mini camp. We're not talking about training camp yet or the season. We'll see what happens with Darius. But do you give him a pass because he does such a cool gesture and shows up at a high school kid's graduation party to hang out with him and congratulate him? Like, where do you draw your line on Darius Slay? I've talked to plenty of fans that say, oh, screw, F him. Show up for camp. You signed your deal. Poor look of leadership. It's a young defense. It's a defense that needs him. Be there for your teammates. And I've heard others say it's his chance to kind of, you know, wave his magic wand a little bit in the face of Bob Quinn and say, you need me a lot more than I need you. Let's come together on a new deal. Why don't you throw me some more money? Because I feel like Xavier Howard and some of these other cornerbacks that got massive contracts this offseason are not as good as me. Let's renegotiate. And the Lions might have said, meh, no, we don't. And no, we're not renegotiating. You signed this. And so Rosenhaus tells Slay, let's play some hardball. Don't show up for minicamp. It's $80,000. You could pay that. But then if you're mad about that, then you see the type of thing that he does in the community. It's a tough It's a tough call. How can anybody bash a player for stay? All we talk about here in Detroit is how players don't live here, how players don't love it here. You know, oh yeah, he lives in L.A., but he comes into for Detroit during the season. Blake Griffin, he's not a Detroiter. Blake Griffin's in L.A. He'll come back when the season starts. Nick Castellanos, you know, goes down back to Florida. Guys like that. And I'm not saying they're not Detroiters, and Nick loves it here. Trust me. But here's Slay, still in Detroit. We're going to talk to Cam Register in a second. I'd love your thoughts on it on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. And the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, you can follow us there. Please and thank you. Join the fun in the conversation. Hey, for the latest takes on NBA free agency, which is coming up, follow the Locked On Podcast Network hosts on one Twitter feed, at Locked On NBA Net. An awesome way to get all the latest opinions from the local experts during NBA free agency. That is on Twitter, at Locked On NBA Net. All right, so we have a new celebrity in town. I guess you could call him Darius Slay's new BFF, the great Cam, the great Cam Register, Howell High School grad, and has been in the news. We just talked about it without him. Now he's on with me. What's up, Cam?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. So I touched on it before you came on, just to open the podcast a little bit. Take us through this story and how it all kind of transpired.
So I had contacted Darius back in January and asked him if he was actually going to show up to a Howell versus Brighton rivalry basketball game we had, and he just responded with an emoji, and I took that as a probably not, so I didn't take the day off work and didn't attend the basketball game. And what do you know, he ended up showing up to the basketball game and all my friends got pictures with him, so I was pretty upset. And it was Friday afternoon, the day before my party, and I accidentally slid right on my DM, and I saw that conversation between me and Darius, and I'm like, should I just invite him? I mean, he came to the Howell game. He knows we talked before in the DM. So I sent the message probably like 30 minutes later. He responded and said when and where. And that's when I really started to freak out. And my whole family is trying to tell me, like, you know, just calm down. You never know. I don't want you to be disappointed. And so, like, a majority of me was, like, totally expecting him not to come. Like, who would just assume that Darius Slay would show up to their grad party? But all the chirping of my family that I did for the past day really paid off when he came walking around that corner.
So let me get this straight. So you're obviously a big Lions fan and you like Darius Slay. And I know, having taught the last few years at U of D Jesuit High School and our basketball team being pretty darn good, he has shown up to one of our games as well. I mean, this is, I've seen him at Somerset Mall walking around with his daughter. I mean, talk about a guy that just wants to be in the community. It's incredible.
I mean, he's just a family man. He told me he plays video games, he goes to work and watches his kid. After an hour, it felt like it was just another family member I had there, just hanging out with the whole family.
All right, so you're sitting, I read the, and I got the story from Michael Rothstein, who did a whale of a job talking to you from ESPN.com, but so where exactly are you sitting when you first spot him?
So the party begins right at 3 p.m. And you know, we all have those family members that show up way too early for stuff. So
sure.
Some of my family starts showing up. So I started saying hi and pointing everyone to the kitchen to go get food. And I was kind of like snacking all day as we were setting stuff up. So I wasn't starving. So I just grabbed like a little plate of pasta salad, and I was sitting in the tent we had set up in the back. And I'm just talking to like one of my friends who's back there with me. And all of a sudden I hear my name and I look up and I see him come walking. And, you know, it's not that easy to recognize football players. We don't get to see them without their helmets too much, you know. So, especially not standing right in front of you. So it took me a minute to process on who was calling my name. And I'm like, I don't know this guy. Why is he at my party? And then I'm like, oh, my God, that is Darius Slay.
It's
so
him.
I literally took off sprinting. I probably got that to him in about two strides. And I shook his hand, and I'm trying to take pictures and, like, get him on my Snapchat story, and my hands are just shaking. I'm talking about random stuff. Like, I was telling him stuff that he doesn't need to know. And
I mean, you had to get – you wanted to get him on your Snapchat story, like, right then and there? It wasn't like a 10-minute sit down and chat and then do that?
I didn't know if he was just going to say hello and then take off.
I see.
So I wanted to get him on my Snapchat story while I still could before all my family and stuff's like, let me get a picture. And lo and behold, he ended up staying for about 3 hours. So
come on, three.
Like, I didn't expect him to even respond to my DM, let alone show up. Well, and
let me say this, Cam, and we're talking to Cam Register, a high school senior, just graduated from Howell High. Howell isn't exactly. Did he tell you where he lives? I know he lives.
So he's living in Northville right now.
All right, so it wasn't that bad of a drive. That's not bad.
It's about a 35-minute drive, but 35-minute drive for a random high school graduate. That's kind of a long drive for someone who doesn't mean much, you know?
It's unbelievable. And I got to ask you this, because this is very important, because now you're going to help me with content for the show here. Did you ask him about his holdout and his contract and everything?
So, see, yeah, this is another reason why I thought to invite him in the first place, is because he's been top of the news for all Lions stuff.
Sure.
With this whole contract situation. So he was fresh on my mind. And when I asked him about it, he kind of just brushed it off, and he didn't really give me an answer. He kind of just like said like, ha ha. And it's like, I could tell he didn't really want to talk about football or anything. So he didn't give me an answer about that. And then I asked him how TJ Hockenson's doing, and he said he's getting there. But we really didn't talk about football. Like I said, he turned into a normal family member. Like, we were playing water pong and just like chirping at my uncle and cousin. Like, he was just part of the family. Like,
I love it.
One thing that everyone keeps eating up when I tell him, I asked him who the hardest receiver in the league to cover is, and he said Davante Adams, which kind of surprised me. But I guess he is small and quick, so.
That's incredible, Cam. And look, and that's the thing. It's like, as a fan, you want to know what the news is.
I want to be inside your head while you're on the field.
Well, but I'm saying right now, the guy's in the middle of, I guess you could call it a holdout. He got fined. He missed mandatory camp. And you know, we're all trying to get the story and figure out what's going on. And here he is sitting in your backyard. But I get it, too, because he took 30 minutes or 3 hours out of his time to drive 30 minutes. To see you, it's not like you want to pelt him with insider questions.
I know, it was on the tip of my tongue the whole time he was here. I'm like, come on, dude, just go to camp or something like that. They'll pay you. You got 2 years. Like, come on, go to camp.
What an incredible guy, though. I mean, that's just...
No, stand-up guy, for sure.
That's just... And you know, and I'm sure, look, there's fans out there, and you're on Twitter, you see this, and this is how it all got started, where fans are going off on him for any tweet that he put out. Reggie Bush put out a tweet last week, and Darius... kind of piggybacked it about the Lions being cheap, and that'll get fans angry. And then you read a story like this. I mean, what a great guy. So how did you leave it with him?
So he said goodbye, and I said, yo, good luck this season. I said, pick one off for me. And he said bye to everyone. He even took the time to go up to like my grandparents, who don't know anything about football. They don't know who's standing in my driveway right now. He took the time to say bye to them. Thanks for having me. And he drove a white G-Wagon here. So he says goodbye to everyone. He takes some last-minute pictures, and he goes to his car. And that's when I see he, like, turned around and came and parked in front of the driveway. And I'm, like, walking back up to finally go associate with my family who's there. I kind of feel bad.
Right.
Under the rug. And I hear my name, and he goes, bring me a Sharpie. And there was a Sharpie sitting on the table from all the signatures he was doing. So I ran him over the Sharpie, and I see him signing something. I figure maybe it'd be like a Lion's lanyard or something like that. And he picks up the gloves, and I'm like, oh, he's giving me signed gloves. This is
nice,
sick.
Nice.
Put them in my hands, and I look down, and I say, oh, my God, Dad, these say Pro Bowl. These are the Pro Bowl gloves.
Oh, my Absolutely goodness. And he offered you some tickets to a game. I mean, that's fantastic. Well, hopefully he's going to be here. I think he's going to show up to camp. I think the snacks...
They're going to pay him.
I think the Snacks Harrison thing is a little bit more down the road in terms of holdout and anger than Darius has. I think Darius is doing what he has to do.
I don't think there's any bad blood with Darius and the Lions right now. I think it's just he thinks he deserves a payday, and we all do too.
Sure. All right, Cam, well, I really appreciate the time, man. Congratulations. So what's the future hold for you? I know you're heading to school next year.
Yeah, I'm heading to Cleary University in the fall. I'm going to work on some digital advertisement.
That's fantastic. All right, man, thanks for a couple of minutes. Have fun. You're a normal 18-year-old kid. You're going to work today.
Yep, I'm going to work today. After I hung out with Darius Slay, I'm going to go get my own bread.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Cam, thanks so much.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
We thank young Cam Register heading to Cleary University, the pride of Howell, Michigan, for joining us here on the podcast to tell his story about his unique guest at his graduation party, one Darius Slay. I don't know. I think it's really cool. I do. I've never ever heard of an athlete like Darius Slay do something like this. And I'm talking professional college. Sure, there have been plenty of people that have done plenty of cool things, including showing up to proms, being dates for prom. I think it was Juju Smith-Schuster did that. There are some guys that have done some great things. But to come to somebody's house on a Sunday at a graduation party when you have a family and spend 3 hours with them and sign every autograph and take every picture and just be there to shoot the breeze. And we tried to ask Cam if he got any news from Slay about his holdout or contract, but that's pretty sweet. So certainly props to Darius Slay and to Cam Register. Cam took a shot at it, and it came up blackjack for him. 21. Came up craps for him, or not craps. It came up 6-5 or 4-3. That's awesome. That's incredible. So thanks to Cam for coming on the show. That is for sure. Again, don't forget you can listen to us and follow us on the Locked On Lions on Megaphone.fm, but also on the Himalaya Podcast app. It is free to download. It is fantastic. Don't forget the Himalaya Podcast app, the latest place to get Locked On Lions. And don't forget when you bookmark apps on there to bookmark or bookmark all your favorite podcasts, don't forget to bookmark Locked On Lions. All right, coming up next, two free agents that may be able to help Detroit that are out there. Now, they didn't even realize were out there. We'll tell you who they are next right here on Locked On Lions. All right, so I was perusing the internet the other day, and I noticed that former Detroit King High School pass rusher, outside linebacker Nick Perry was cut by the Packers back in March. And maybe I missed the story. Maybe I didn't realize that he was gone, but he is. Nick Perry has yet to be picked up by anybody at all this season, or at least for this season. 2 years ago, he had 11.5 sacks and a breakout year for Green Bay. 7 sacks in 2017 and 1.5 sacks last year. Lots of injury problems with Nick Perry, all right? And he's getting up there in age. He's 29 years old. And again, the Packers released him. I'm going to get the date correct. On March 12th. Last year, Green Bay had the bad year. Mike McCarthy fired. Team, you know, went 4-7-1. Perry was injured for most of the year and put on IR in November due to a knee injury. The games he played in, 9 games, just 24 tackles and 1.5 sacks. But the Lions need help rushing the passer. We know this. They've added on with Trey Flowers. You know, it appears the defensive line is going to be much improved. Deshaun Hand will play some on the outside. If Snacks can be in there with A'shaun Robinson, it's a good mix of guys. And the Lions have, I think, upgraded big time at defensive end. But a Nick Perry that's a Detroiter that could be available? And I know, he's missed 31 games in 7 years. So he's never shown that he could stay healthy. But keep an eye on somebody like that that I think still has some gas left in the tank at age 29 and could be somebody that the Lions could sign if, again, if they're down Snacks Harrison and they need D linemen and maybe Deshaun Hand would be playing more on the outside. Keep an eye on that. Nick Perry available. And that's my fault because I did not know that he was out there. And I think he's somebody that has an opportunity. But with Hand, Flowers, Okwara, the draft pick Austin Bryant in the 4th round, you know, we'll see. The Lions do have Devon Kennard is a guy that puts his hand in the dirt, as they say, and gets to the passer. And they might be wanting to use Jared Davis more in a pass-rushing role. But keep an eye on Nick Perry. That could be somebody that could help Detroit soon. All right, another guy that I noticed was a free agent is Mo Claiborne, the former first-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys, if you recall back in 2012. He was the 6th overall pick in the draft back in 2012 out of LSU. And he played five seasons in Dallas. And it just, it never worked out for him there. He had some decent years, but nothing that the Cowboys were that thrilled with that they brought him back. So after 2016, he was done. Five seasons in Dallas, just four interceptions. Just four. And always hurt. Only played in 47 games out of a possible 80. 2017, signed a one-year deal with the Jets. Started 15 games. One interception, eight passes defensed. Last year, came back to the Jets on a one-year deal. Did have a pick six against the Colts. Placed on IR at the end of the year with an ankle injury. Started 15 games last year, too, with two interceptions. Mo Claiborne, seven interceptions in his career. Two, which is a career high last year. Not brought back by the Jets and is a free agent. He's also 29 years of age, 5'11", 192. We know what the Lions have at cornerback, but if Darius Slay's holdout is something longer than we think, and the Tease Tabor situation gets dicey, which you never know, every day it's different, why not take a flyer on somebody like Morris Claiborne? He was so good in college. Has never panned out to be the type of Pro Bowl player that you thought, but this was a guy that used to run a 4.43 40. And I think also, like Nick Perry, might be able to help the Lions in a pinch, and if there's an injury in training camp. You're looking right now at Slay, fifth-round pick Amani Oruwariye, Rashawn Melvin, Tease Tabor, Mike Ford. I'm trying to think of the other corners. I mentioned Rashawn Melvin. I mentioned Tease Tabor. Jamal Agnew, of course, is somebody. And then the nickel corner, Justin Coleman. Lions have more depth at corner than they've had in the past. And a guy that they like is Mike Ford, and you keep an eye on him. You wonder about Jamal Agnew, too, and what's going to happen with him. And if the Lions, now that they've got some other return guys, if Agnew doesn't make it, but boy, was he spectacular 2 years ago his rookie year. Keep an eye out, though, for Morris Claiborne. It's got to be a reason why he hasn't signed with anybody yet, but teams get desperate when injuries happen. Keep an eye on that. Lions have plenty of money, over $20 million on the salary cap. So keep an eye on that for sure. But I think those are two guys that might be able to help the Lions that are out there in free agency when you're wondering who's out there. Morris Claiborne and certainly Nick Perry. All right, that'll wrap it up for a Monday into Tuesday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, we're brought to you today by Freddie the Pizza Man's and Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation for Autism. Check it all out at freddiethepizzaman.com and support his cause and support the golf outing coming up on August 11th. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.